The leader of the Red Wall Mole contingent, whose title was always Formo, winked at the mole who was serving Jod.
Ho, that'n be an air beast. You bain't seed any haminal eaten till you'm seed an air beast. Pernoser!
Friar Bunfold dashed about, topping off all the beakers with good October ale.
A toast, friend, to the good beasts who saved Redwall,
he called. Beakers were raised. Cheers rang to the rafters.
The good beasts who saved Redwall! Hooray!
Amid much whispering and giggling, a steaming cauldron was wheeled in by Toggart, Bryony and Friar Bunfold. The hogwife Myrtle announced to one and all,
Now, I don't take no blame for this concoction. 'Twas a thingamy created by these three here in honour of our guest this eve. Oh, you tell them, Bryony, I gets all muddled.
Well, we know that the otters like their hot root soup with water shrimp, leek, onions and plenty of hot root,
Bryony explained to the feasters.
But we have our friends the squirrels to consider. Their favourite is the treetop broth made from maple tips, acorns, beechnuts, green apples and horse chestnuts. So my friends and I combined both, adding a few ingredients of our own. 2 beakers of parsley wine, a touch of ramsin and some winter rose hips. We hope you enjoy it, our phantom warrior soup.
It proved to be a great favourite, hot, spicy, sweet and also strong. Some said Skipper Joe ate the most, though Jod was only a fraction of a ladle behind him.
Quite tasty. Very nice. Though I do like that deeper and thingy pie the mole chaps make. Who knows, when I'm fed up being a squirrel, I might join up and become a belly mole.
Formo shook his velvety head vigorously.
Oh, nay, sir. 'Tis a terrible life us'n's lead. You'm far better off being a squirrel beast. You'm look more like one.
Jod was quite flattered by this remark, and he hitched hard at the cord tied from his bobtail to his long ears.
I say, do you think so, really? Actually, I do myself. In fact, I think I look quite like a jolly old tree walloper these days. Tied the old tail to me ears, so it'll stretch and grow long and bushy, same as a squirrel chap. Do you think it's working?
Formal gave Jod's tail a tug and winked at Toggart.
Why, I do believe 'tis getting girt and bushy, eh, maester?
Toggart nodded solemnly.
Much longer, and it'll be curling o'er unto me nose, sir.
The banter and chatter went on late into the night. Amid an abundance of good food, firm friends, and a general feeling of thankfulness and well-being, Skipper Joe, Redfall, and Jod raised beakers to the abbess.
If we're to be rewarded with such a splendid spread every time we defend your abbey, marm, then we hopes the next parcel of villains is heading down the path tomorrow.
Miriam shook her head.
Fate and fortune forbid such a thing, my friends. You do not need to fight for food at Redwall. Our table is here for you any time you call by our gate. You are always welcome.